For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. The University of Illinois is not part of the recruitment scandal in college basketball. U of I Chancellor Robert Jones said on Wednesday that the school is not a target of the sweeping investigation into allegations that coaches steered players toward agents or shoe companies in exchange for money. A former assistant coach who worked for Illini coach Brad Underwood during his time at Oklahoma State University is a target of the probe. But U of I leaders say Underwood is not even mentioned in the FBI's report on the matter. Also, Illinois is getting $2 million to treat drug addiction. The Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration announced the grant on Wednesday. Illinois Department of Public Health boss Nariv Shah says the money will be spent in 18 rural counties across the state. Many of these counties, Shah said, are dealing with overwhelming opioid addiction problems. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop. Illinois experienced greater economic growth than its Midwest neighbors in August, but it led in declines in consumer spending. Data from the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago's Midwest Economy Index also shows Illinois' manufacturing contributions decreased from the month before. The region's overall index declined from the previous report. And consumer credit monitor Equifax, which recently suffered a breach of personal information for more than 140 million consumers, said it's offering services to give users more control of their data. Bloomberg reports that the Free for Life service will be available in January and would allow consumers to lock and unlock their Equifax credit files. Illinois' Attorney General launched an investigation earlier this month, and just yesterday, Chicago's mayor announced a lawsuit over the breach. This is Illinois Radio Network.